All right, well, here's the show, Podzilla 1985. Fucking talk.
Words.
Hi.
Hey, it sounds like the perfect start to a train wreck Thursday. I don't think you could have picked a better intro.
No, I'm tired. This is my second show today. This is your second show today.
It is.
Yeah, I'm tired. Are you tired?
I'm pretty tired.
I'm also very tired. You want to give a roll call, Jesse? You do it for once.
Yeah, I got you. To my left, the lovely Lindsay Wolfgang.
That's actually right.
This time?
Mm-hmm.
It's his left. You're right.
You only have one left.
Stage left?
Again, starting off with It's Always Sunny references makes a good show.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, to her left, because directions.
Yeah.
Our host, Shannon Young.
Who usually is introduced first, last.
Last.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Now you're number two.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people would agree with you.
Who does number two work for?
And that lovely voice you're hearing is the one and only Asa Gray.
Hi.
And then I don't know who the fuck this guy is to my
right. Who the fuck is this guy?
Who invited him?
It's Mankey.
It's a Mankey.
A wild Mankey appeared.
Hi, Dalton.
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How's Johto?
Motherfuckers. The shit is Johto.
It's a Pokemon world, ain't it?
Well, oh, Johto.
Mankey's in the original set, though.
Yeah,
I'd be Kanto.
Where's Tanner?
Do you even Pokemon, bro?
I don't. I'm Pokeless.
You know, Tanner would be right with us because he's also a Pokemaniac.
That's what I'm saying. He would know. He could have done the intro, and he would have known better than me.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have done the intro because he refuses to do the intro.
It's his show.
Oh, I know.
We do the intros for our shows.
That's true.
We each have 2 to 3 shows each, and then Tanner has one. And when he's not here, when he's here, he doesn't do the intro to it. How's that fair?
I think we just need to build up his confidence.
Or force him.
Well, he had moonshine last time. You don't get more confident than that.
Well, he didn't start doing the moonshine until after we started.
Which, and because I was here, but I wasn't on the podcast, and I didn't drink any of the moonshine, and yes, I put that in air quotes.
Yeah, no, I heard him.
Because from what I could tell, he brought just NyQuil.
No, he honestly,
in a
he brought really, really cheap blueberry wine.
I like that you said not only did he just bring blueberry wine, he brought really cheap blueberry wine.
Well, it's because it was a distinct flavor. Like, you could tell the difference between a good wine and a cheap wine.
He transferred it from the bag to the mason jar.
The box?
Bags inside the box.
But the bag's inside the box.
It needs to be wine in a can.
Because then you can gesture.
It just makes sense.
It would be animated.
It just makes sense. But let's not talk about Tanner too much. We don't want to get any lawsuits or anything.
Oh, I don't think we ever actually said this guy's name.
Tanner? Oh, I said Dalton. I said hi. It's Dalton Mankey.
Dalton Mankey.
Dalton Mankey.
Oh, we'll never figure out my last name.
Or as I like to call him, Dalton Manchi.
Dalton Manchi.
I hate people so
Dalton.
Much.
Dalton. From the planet.
The mighty Dalton.
Humunculoid.
Humunculoid.
This is Dalton's first official time on the show. He was on an episode before, but he was sharing a mic with Asa. This time he got his own mic. Now Asa has to hold his mic. Thanks, Dalton.
I'm used to holding the mic for the Tanner shows, though.
Oh!
No, I am. No,
that was just a thing.
I thought maybe it was an insult at first. But
no, don't, I'm not lobbing factual statements at you like insults. It's the third time that I've held the microphone, and all three were on.
Did you guys see the video I posted to Facebook earlier about Zach Price?
I did.
No. Yes. Yeah.
I haven't been on Facebook since before I went to work.
It was not what I was expecting, I'll say that.
This came from an actual conversation Zach and I had where he insinuated that his intention was to have sex with Miss Piggy. And I told him, why don't you just take a Miss Piggy doll and put a fleshlight in between her legs?
And
he said, who says I don't already?
Wow.
Oh, dear.
And you recorded him saying that?
Almost.
Paraphrasing.
Right when I was trying to get him to confess that he drops his soda and we all freak out. Yeah. I said that Miss Piggy was basically the Muppet version of Amy Schumer. Let that sink in for a second.
No, my
God. To which I assumed Zach would say, oh, well, I think Amy Schumer's hot, so that must be why I like Miss Piggy. But instead he said, well, I think Miss Piggy's hot, and that must be why I like Amy Schumer.
He did a 180 on you.
Oh, that's awesome.
The old Zach switcheroo.
at which point I asked him to please leave. so that was a fun day.
Asa, did you see the picture that was going around Reddit of just all the Miss Piggy dolls that this person had?
No.
They were all nude and hanging out in his floor?
No.
By this person, you mean
no.
Zach
Price? Zach Price. Like, I actually kind of wanted to go back and see if I could find the picture, But it was like 3 days ago, and it was an r/WTF, and that's a lot of crap to fish through. Almost literally.
Well, we watched a video of a man getting his eyeball cut open and a piece of glass.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. Jack McNeil, that's the Jack McNeil special right there.
Did he send that to you?
No, actually sent it to him. Zach Kurgis made me watch that video. He didn't make me watch it. The video was on.
Well, yeah, because I remember you and Zach were talking about it. I didn't know if that had come from Bob, maybe.
No. Bob heard about it and then desperately wanted to watch it. And then Ethan watched it earlier, at least part of it. Is Ethan still here?
Yep.
Oh, Ethan and CJ in the back, everybody, in the peanut gallery. Quiet.
Hi.
Good.
Hopefully. So we asked some questions for Thursday, as we often do. We got about four. Of course, to be fair, I did post this at 3 hours ago. I'm really bad at this job. If I didn't own it, I would fire myself. let's do some shots.
What are you gonna do? Take a pay cut? you're gonna dock your pay?
What's half of nothing?
Hey, no, take
Jesse. Use your goddamn format.
No, we are not doing this again. No.
Tell me what half of nothing.
No.
I feel like Lindsay just blew out everyone's eardrums.
No math.
Math came up, and Lindsay just
she went into full on like Vietnam flashbacks.
Let's start calling her Ben the Soldier.
Look, I'm really
he loved Vietnam.
Really tired.
That's true. He had a great time. first off, John Massey, Big Johnny. He wants me to plug the Sunday show for this week. He's pushing for this show hard, and I'm worried about doing it. You know what the Sunday show is?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So it's not Sunday Random Sunday.
Hopefully I'll be back in town for it.
Hope so, because, I mean, you got some fire you're going to spit.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. We're doing a show about it. Today's his last day in hell. Let's put it that way. Today's his last day as an indentured servant. He's no longer a slave.
So I brought up to him. Because I went in there the other day with Chris, obviously, for the controller thing. Yeah. I went in and we were sitting there outside of the store talking. He's like, "Man, I'm counting down the days. Like 3 days is just too long." He's like, "Yes, now you understand how big of a favor it was when you asked me, Jesse, can you stay an extra week so I can do my my marriage thing or my wedding thing."
And I just marriage thing.
Well, no, he was already married.
It was like a re-wedding.
Yeah,
okay. It was a legit wedding as opposed to just going to the courthouse type.
Right, because when he and his wife got married, like, they weren't Christians. So, really,
we fried beans. Oh, why the fuck are you gonna fry beans again? Just fry them up right the first time.
It's like a twice baked potato. Yeah. Is your oven fucking broken?
Well, anyway,
anywho.
Yeah, so the point of that, I'm really tired.
Oh, we're all fucking tired. The only one that's not tired is Dalton.
I'm kind of tired.
Mankey's never tired. Look at him all energetic.
He drinks so much coffee in the show.
Damn it.
Son of a bitch.
I think I've developed the most characters out of anybody on the show without being on the show. Like, I've developed like three nicknames.
Oh,
honey, no.
Oh, you don't know Nate, though.
You don't.
Thank God. Like, I've listened to one of the episodes. Oh, wait a minute. I don't want him to think God's real. That's the thing. Like, he's gonna get that one.
Oh, tell him the joke you told me about the vaginas.
Oh, we were
talk about the vaginas, Dalton.
We were playing a game at my workplace that I obviously can't say now.
No one can.
Nobody can
except us. Gaming Ground, 709 Broadway, for all your gaming needs.
We were playing a game that I saw on Facebook where it's replace any one word of a title of a movie with vagina. And we said two of them, trying to figure out which one was worse, and we started pulling our coworkers. And his was the vagina of Anne Frank, which is pretty rough.
It's especially rough when you remember how young she was.
Yeah, because it's even creepier at that
now
point.
Now it's Jared style.
Although she did write about, like, boys and, like, her bodily changes, but her dad, was it her dad?
Yeah,
her dad. Someone, like, edited it out before it got published.
Huh.
Yeah. So you have that, and then I said, the vagina of the Christ. To which everybody flipped out, because apparently you're not supposed to talk about vaginas and God in the same sentence.
Apparently making fun of Christ is a button for some people.
I don't know why.
In southeast Missouri? No.
This close to the Bible Belt? Surely not.
This close to Nate's house?
But everybody, like, we were trying to justify why it was bad, and I said, well, obviously the vagina of Anne Frank's way worse because Anne Frank was a real person.
Terrible.
And people thought it was in bad taste. I don't get why.
I can't understand. And the people get mad at me for saying the N-word all the time.
Well, to be fair, there is some historical documentation that Jesus was a real person.
That's true.
He just wasn't white.
No, he absolutely wasn't that.
I'm sorry. Have you not seen the movies?
Okay, Mac.
Clearly was a white man.
Blonde hair, blue eyed Jesus.
If you listen to the right people hear it, from Ace, that there's evidence supporting that he existed.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's nothing supporting that he was the Christ.
Well, I mean,
they called him that.
Well, they did find, we're going to get into a whole thing here. But I mean, did they not, or at least think they, school me, because I'm confused. Didn't they find the resurrection chamber? Or what was allegedly could be the resurrection chamber?
One in every 7 years, Discovery Channel has a Finding Jesus, episode where,
And I remember that, yeah.
They, scour some tomb and say, oh, this could be where it was at, based on things.
Yeah, I don't think they know the actual...
You say resurrection chamber, and I think wrestling.
I don't think they have a resurrection... If they had a resurrection chamber...
If they would, the roster would be way better.
Yeah. The six-man tag. Roddy Piper, Dusty Rhodes, and... Owen Hart versus Eddie Guerrero.
Do we bring back Chris Benoit?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm with Jesse on that one. Yeah. Hulk Hogan's career. We try to resurrect it, brother. Anyway, so Sunday.
Let's talk about more dead wrestlers.
Let's talk about dead babies for a second. So Sunday.
Wait a minute.
Sunday, we're going to talk about Retail Hell Part 2. And this time it's about one specific place. If you thought the article I wrote for Blogzilla was hot, wait till you hear this one. People aren't going back to this job. Some of us can't, legally. This guy.
He pointed at himself.
If GameStop ever listens to any part of this show, doesn't matter. He's leaving.
I guess that's true at this point.
I mean, we spoiled the surprise, but who doesn't know by now?
What time does that store close?
An hour ago?
No, not tonight. 2K.
Oh, okay.
That 2K? Midnight,
that 2K is coming out tonight. Had a guy come in earlier, literally said, you guys going to have that 2K? And I wanted to start laughing immediately because that's such a cliche joke amongst the video game sellers. And the gentleman was African American. So I didn't want to insult him immediately by going, oh, you mean basketball? So I did that thing we always do and go, wrestling or basketball? You say wrestling first as not to, show all your cards.
And he's I'm a big R-Truth fan.
Yeah, he was like, I love Bray Wyatt. No, he said basketball. And he smelled like pot. So.
Oh, is that the smell I got when I came in?
We've had a lot of black people come through today. Take your pick.
Oh, my. And the peanut gallery.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to fuck up this. God damn it, man.
As he continues to do so.
No, CJ, you're good. You're good.
No. Yeah, that's that happens.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Let's move right along.
Oh, I was going to do it.
Sorry. Tanner wants to know, how does Dalton feel about his official Podzilla 85 nickname? He then replied again because he forgot to put it, which is Mankey.
Who asked that one?
Tanner.
Tanner?
Well, Big Tanner.
Yeah, Tanner can call me whatever he wants.
Please explain why.
Because he is a large man. he and Cody Sandusky, which I don't know why they both needed to lift me up at the same time. One of them couldn't. I'm the size of one of their legs.
Yeah.
But they both lifted me and threw me onto the couch. So Tanner could come up here and call me sweetheart, and I would not argue with him.
He just might. He kind of has that deliverance style first time. No, gotta stop. Lawsuits. Anyway, so how do you feel about that nickname? You like it? You like Mankey?
I'm fine with Mankey.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Podzilla 85 fans?
It's irrelevant how he feels about it.
Yeah. Because he's going to get it anyway.
It's a lot better than the other nicknames.
Hey, we got one from Hunter Hendricks.
It's not nicknames. They're just insults.
I don't think anyone else here has a nickname, do they? Except for me. I'm Mr. 100.
I'm the five-star man.
Who the fuck questioned my 100-ness earlier? Who was that? It was Zach. Zach, I want to fuck a pig Price.
You got no. Zach, I want to fuck a pig Price.
You got no right to question my status.
What is
boy.
He, the Prime Minister of the UK? I don't know.
Topical.
I don't remember. Topical Tuesday again? I don't actually know who it was. But
no, so there's a huge difference between Topical Tuesday and Trainwreck Thursday. the fuck's happening back over there? I don't know. Hunter Hendricks has a question. Thank God. I can almost hear the Twin Towers falling right now. Because of the plane crashing. Yeah. What are the best compliments and the worst criticisms you've ever received? Fuck, I'm tired! Worst in this case, meaning most painful to admit to yourself was correct, that is. I don't know the context of that.
Are we talking about in terms of the show?
Or
in life?
Let's just say in life.
No, let's say the show, because life could get real, real deep real fast. That's not train wreck. That's just.
But I have, I mean.
That's the wife's lie. That's another episode.
As a 5-star man, I don't think I've received any criticism.
Have you ever had a criticism?
I don't think so.
They try to give you more stars.
I think I'm universally loved.
Oh, Jesse looks real sad. What happened?
I'm watching football. That's what happened.
Okay. I was going to say, it's like, oh, does Jesse know something that I don't know?
No. I just.
You got something to say, big buddy? I don't know how to speak.
All right, Jesse, what's the best compliment and worst criticism you've had on the show?
On the show?
Yeah. I can tell you what the worst criticism is.
What's that?
Your intros that you used to do.
That was actually what I was going to do for the worst criticism.
Can you give us one? Give us a classic Pen and Nerd for old time's sake.
What?
You have to ask your librarian, your local historian.
We'll have to look it up for you.
Give us an old fashioned one.
All right, I'll try and get back into it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Nerd. I forgot it.
Good enough. Yeah. Pen and Nerd's dead. Fuck them.
And no, I did that super deep radio voice, and then I would go into just my regular talking voice, and it was brought up to me by more than one person that it didn't flow correctly. And no. I listened to it, and I agreed. If somebody else was hosting and I did that intro for them, like maybe it could work. But yeah, going from that voice to my normal speaking voice didn't work out so well.
What's your best compliment?
My normal speaking voice.
Hunter has multiple times told me that I had the line of the night, and it's true. That always made me giggle.
Yeah? Yeah? What about criticism?
I don't know if anyone...
You thought you derailed the Tanner Show the one time.
Oh, I felt so bad.
You gave yourself the worst criticism ever.
I felt so bad.
Yeah. You messaged me multiple times. I'm pretty sure you...
I messaged Tanner. I messaged Jess. Yeah, I messaged everyone. I was like, he had a topic that he wanted to talk about, and we just started debating ghosts.
Yep. And I mean, like, and... It was completely unfounded because Tanner messaged me, Asa just messaged me apologizing when he actually saved the show, and I tried to thank him, but he wouldn't believe me.
No, I would not.
Dalton, no one cares about you.
Right.
You've got no compliments or criticism, so just sit there and be quiet.
Like keeping it at ground zero.
Yes. Ground zero.
Well, you made the plane crash joke, so I was going to follow
too
it.
Soon, man. Lindsay.
Huh?
What's your worst criticism you've gotten?
Probably that my volume is all over the place.
No, I've got a criticism.
Or when I cackle.
No. It was when we were on the Nerd Up episode, and you told the story.
And it went on forever.
Insanely long story about the car trip.
That's because it was the trip that everything short of death that could have gone wrong did.
I mean, that's true. There was a lot of shit. It wasn't like she was just rambling.
No.
Like, there was just that much information to that story.
I made a sandwich.
No, you didn't, because there was nothing here to make a sandwich with.
I checked my stocks. And what's your best compliment? You do have large breasts.
That has nothing to do with the show.
I am a fan.
Again, nothing to do with the show.
Let's see.
I sounded intelligent on my Robotech one.
You did. I got a lot of compliments for the Robotech episode. You sounded very good. You knew what you were talking about. I personally will not answer the question. Moving on.
Hey, what? Back up.
Coward.
Answer the question.
What happened to legally having to answer the question?
I guess that's true. All right, worst criticism I've ever had for this show. I guess it's from Zach. I say the N-word too much. But, I mean, if that nigga can't handle it, you know.
Is that really the worst criticism you've ever gotten?
People don't like to give me criticism very often because they know I'm like glass. It just shatter me.
I know in the early days I was giving you some amount of criticism.
In the early days we gave ourselves criticism.
Right.
Like, we tore ourselves apart. I hated doing this show because I felt I was so awful.
Right. It wasn't until people actually, it wasn't until we hit 5 listeners.
Yeah.
We really started feeling good.
If you go back and listen to the very first episode I ever did years ago when I just did a test run for my own personal podcast, I was so god awful. I mean, I sounded terrible. I should have.
You felt awkward about sitting in our living room just recording on like sound recorder on the PC.
I should have been executed on the spot. You know, like a Chinese baby.
God damn.
What's your best compliment?
My hair. What?
Again, what does that have to do with the show?
I guess that episode I did was just me talking about my life. I got a lot of compliments on that. It said I was very relatable and likable. And for me, being likable is about the best thing anyone could ever say about me, because that's what I'm always worried about. So, you know. Yeah. Or my old friend, Olivia, we'll give a shout out to her, because she messaged me today for the first time in 10 years. and mentioned how great I sound on the air, and I appreciate that. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Hey, I got a special treat for you. This is live. This is breaking. Big Johnny wants me to call him.
Oh, you no, think he's not done yet.
You think
no,
he's CM Punked it?
Like he just oh, like my God, that would be walk. Incredible. We're going to call Big Johnny real quick and get him on the air. Y'all talk amongst yourselves for a second.
I will say, as far
I say
as like,
y'all?
You did.
Said y'all.
Mm-hmm. As far
your
as
accent there. Showing.
Shut up, Rooster Boy.
Mankey.
Damn Mankey.
Mankey can't learn Screech. Shut up.
Goddamn welfare Mankey.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ. Well, as far as harshest criticism, like in real life, no one said it to me, but like my favorite is... You're not the person Mr. Rogers knew you could grow up to be.
Aww.
What does that even mean?
It's just so hurtful.
It
Mr.
really
Rogers,
is.
Because Mr. Rogers knows the true potential of everyone.
Oh, I know the one that hurt me the most. We were at my little brother's wedding, and my first grade teacher was there. And she's like, oh, so you're not doing anything with your art.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, hopefully Big John will save this.
Why, hello there.
Oh, God. Hello. Hello. Are you on the air?
Am I on the air?
You are on the air. Big Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How's the Podzilla crew doing tonight?
We're all very tired.
We're all very tired.
Yes.
Okay, I'm in the middle of a 13-hour shift, so I know what tired's all about.
Now, this is your last shift at the place that we're not going to name, right?
Definitely have an idea.
The last shift at the evil corporation in which I work for, yeah.
How's that going? You got that 2K?
I got that 2K. You got that 2K? I got that 2K.
I had somebody come in earlier and ask me about that 2K. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. That. D-A-T. That 2K.
Now, John, I already mentioned the show we're going to do on Sunday a little bit. Now, you wanted me to call you so you can give a preview for it. Give me a preview of what to expect this Sunday.
Well, let's see. This Sunday, we're going to be talking about all kinds of fun things from this this place that I've been working at for 5 years. A place you're familiar with, that Mr. Jesse Kimball's familiar with.
Very.
quite a few other people are familiar with. So we're going to sit down and we're going to tell some of our best stories now that I'm no longer part of this organization and can freely speak about it.
How many bridges do you plan on burning?
We're going to burn them all down.
I mean, will there be napalm involved?
Scorched Earth campaign.
There probably will be. You know, you guys can bring the gasoline and I'll have the matches.
Will we be using Nickelback's Burn It to the Ground as the intro?
I don't know, you know, because Raw already, you know, ran that song into the ground. And who likes Nickelback anyway?
Ring of Fire.
I like Nickelback.
Johnny Cash.
Ring of Fire,
Johnny Cash. That might work better. Well, would it piss you off, Dalton, if we did that? If we use Nickelback, would that upset you, Dalton? Because you hate Nickelback?
It would make me not want to listen to the episode.
I vote more for Johnny Cash. I'm a Johnny Cash guy.
I don't know. I think once this life is said and done, Nickelback and Johnny Cash are going to be real close.
I don't even think you actually believe that.
No, not at all. All right. Well, Johnny, we're going to get back to this crazy thing we're doing. We'll go home and go to sleep. You enjoy that 2K, and we'll see you on Sunday.
That 2K, don't miss out this Sunday. You're not going to want to miss it.
No, you are not.
Woo!
We'll see you then, buddy.
You are not.
Good luck.
All right, later, guys.
See ya. All right. Well, this technology we're getting for the show now, calling people and stuff, the phone lines are
crazy.
Lit up. Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly cannot imagine doing my very last shift at that scumbag corporation the way John's doing it with a midnight release.
Oh. Man.
I made my
especially
last shift.
Especially for Debt 2K.
I made my last shift there a 4-hour shift. Like, I worked literally the shortest amount of time possible. I opened and then I was out I was gone.
You walked in, clocked in, looked around, said, yep, see y'all later.
Effectively.
Moving back onto the questions real quick. I got a question for you, Dalton, again. Goddamn, the crowd loves you. You're the newest star on Podzilla 1985. And everyone loves to make fun of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Dalton, Tanner wants to know, it's a follow-up question. What's Dalton's favorite Starbucks drink?
No, hipsters don't drink Starbucks.
No, hipsters don't.
Yeah.
I've known coffee hipsters. Like, I've known several of them. And they will talk your ear off about how Starbucks is the most evil corporation to ever grace this earth. Because they get all their coffee beans via slave labor.
What isn't slave labor these days? Like, no, seriously, like, what is it, slave labor? When people can't work at McDonald's and they can't make $15 an hour, that's slave labor.
We were talking about that earlier.
Whenever, we were.
Yeah.
I was, cause Dalton, congratulations to him. He got a degree in something he's looking forward to. I'll not mention too many things because you're still on shaky ground here. And
yeah, a little shaky
ground. This podcast can ruin your life.
Oh, very much. Yeah.
And or it could make it better.
It's true.
Well, if I can't ever get hired by a place that I'm trying to get, like, hired in.
I am going to email just every institution within, like, a 100-mile radius.
Hey, check out this show.
Hey, Dalton's on it.
Yeah.
You're a potential employee.
I believe you have a potential employee named
legally,
Dalton
you
Mankey.
Have to put, I was going to say, legally, you have to put Mankey as your, on your resume now.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting it legally changed.
In quotation marks.
Yeah.
Also, Zach Price wants to know, who the fuck is this guy and why should we care? I believe in reference to you.
I feel like that is.
Yeah.
It's Mankey and
All right, well, thanks for the questions, both of you.
There are three, four.
Who the fuck is this guy, and why should we care?
But they're all other people from the show.
So only three.
I got to stop posting these things so early.
Late?
No, what did I say?
You said early.
Literally the exact opposite of the word you were supposed to say.
He's tired. Give him a break.
Real tired. Also, I have nothing left to say, so let's wrap this up. Had a smooth 30 minutes tonight.
That's
a train wreck
it?
Thursday going for 30 minutes?
I feel like we just
there weren't any
here.
Cars. It was just the train. It left the station without attaching the cargo. It was a whole clusterfuck.
Ace, are you going to be attached to that show this Sunday?
Probably not. Just because
you're still employed.
I'm still employed, and also I never worked at
the
place in question.
Lindsay?
That we may or may not have already mentioned.
I really only have one really, really bad story from that place, and it was the one that made me cry, and you had to come over and cuss someone out on the phone.
The two. Because remember the return for the game that they had for years?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
I forgot about the game box getting
sealed,
chucked in my head.
Yeah, the sealed Xbox game that they found in their attic.
Although
with a receipt taped to it.
A more favorite story involving Lindsay and customer care that went wrong that I prefer. What was I just saying? A story I like better is when we worked at Stephen Barry's.
Oh, is this the hoodie story?
No, that's a good one too. No, this one was much more violent. So,
I know which one. I cried at this one too.
So Eric and I, if you've ever been to Stephen Barry's in the mall, or if you remember Stephen Barry's, two are the same.
Ask your historian, local librarian.
You're right. Yeah. they're past pin a nerd. Or, yeah.
They really are.
It's been gone a while.
So there's a mall entrance and then there's a parking lot entrance, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a cash wrap at both. And the cash wrap at the parking lot entrance is closed, as it usually is when it's not busy. So you have to go up to the mall entrance to check out. Well, me and Eric are working on stuff. We're straightening stuff. This was my first job, like first legitimate job. So, I wasn't very high on the totem pole. So we were just fixing clothes. This woman comes up to the cash wrap and stands there for about 30 minutes. Just stands there waiting for someone to check her out. And eventually she gets tired of it and she walks over to us and says, I've been standing up there for 30 minutes waiting for someone to come check me out. You know, what is your problem? And I say, ma'am, I'm sorry that cash wrap's closed. You'll have to go to the one by the mall entrance. And she says, well, if it's closed, you need to put signs up or something so people don't stand there for 30 minutes. To which Eric walked over and pointed to one of the five or six signs that says closed. Please use other cash registers. So the woman walks up to the other registers where Lindsay calmly takes her clothes.
I was walking back from the bathroom, and the other cashier that was supposed to be there wasn't there.
But the story ends the same.
Yes.
The woman, Lindsay, takes her clothes and starts ringing in. The woman grabs her clothes and then throws them at Lindsay.
No, she was not at my register, she was at the one at the opposite corner from mine. So I walked over to get it and said, I'll help you right over here. Rather than letting me take her clothes, she picks them up and throws them at me.
And then filed a complaint against you.
Yes.
Against Lindsay.
Against Lindsay.
Fucking bitch.
There it is. There's that fire. Anger. Yeah. That's what you can expect this Sunday.
I've had a pair of shoes like thrown at my head before at the other retail place I work at. Just from, like a box. It wasn't a shoe.
Oh no, he was not reacting to your storytelling.
He assumed Jesse was so into his story.
No, Jesse's got his phone open for fantasy football.
Wait till we get the cameras rolling on these podcasts, because then you can see that usually when we're doing the podcast, myself, I'm always paying attention. Usually Ace is always paying attention. Dalton, you've been paying attention. Jesse's on his phone checking football.
Hey.
Lindsay's playing, I'm assuming the number game.
Prison break.
I have been paying attention and active in conversation. I was listening to his story. It's just something ridiculous happened over here.
Something better happened over there.
No, not better. Something awful happened over here.
Is this for your fantasy football?
Yeah, well, I mean, sort of. Like, it is for fantasy football, but it's just the amount of ridiculousness that's happening in this football game is just, it's dumb. It's real dumb.
He's gotten so spoiled with his new car that he thinks he can multitask, and, like, he's just not realizing his arms are going everywhere.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's cute.
The day...
Yeah, Dalton's getting thrown.
the day he turns on you.
It's coming real fast.
You'll never see it coming. I don't do things immediately. I plan.
Oh, shit.
It plots. Slap, things into motion.
Slapcountdown.com.
One thing I did want to talk to you guys about, because we didn't talk about it on Tuesday, because I didn't hear about it yet. We talked a little bit about it this morning on Pro Wrestling Unscripted, but that won't be posted until tomorrow. So, the guy who changed the price on the AIDS drug.
Yep.
I would like to talk about that, because I want to get your thoughts on it. And I'm pretty sure all of our thoughts are the same.
I mean, he's a piece of human garbage.
He's a bold businessman, and I respect his decision. Said no one ever.
Said Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Well, that's probably true.
Your next president. Jesse, what happens if he becomes president?
I'm going to Canada.
See, but here's the thing. Which would you rather live under? His policy as a United States citizen, or someone that he handles the foreign policy? That didn't come out right.
I got it. No, I got it. You're saying, would you rather live under an America run by Donald Trump or a Canada that's,
that has to deal with America's Donald Trump's foreign policy?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd much the latter.
That was my favorite thing from, when Obama won the re-election and everyone's like, I'm moving to Canada. It's like, really? You're gonna move to Canada? Well, that's great. Enjoy universal health care. Enjoy legalized gay marriage. Enjoy very lax marijuana laws. You're sure you're going to fit right in.
Yep. All you people that hate Obama would fit right in Canada.
I think they were mostly just running from the fact that he was a Muslim.
Oh, yeah, because he's gonna cause the nuclear winter.
I hope so. God, I fucking hope so. You know what? I hope his last day he's just, yeah, I'm hitting all the buttons. Fuck.
Can I go off on a tangent here?
Absolutely.
It is Thursday.
So a couple of weeks ago during one of the, I don't know what they're called, township meetings or whatever, where the woman, was talking to Donald Trump and she mentions that Barack Obama is a Muslim and he shouldn't be president and this and that. And Trump just
doesn't correct her.
Just says, we'll look into that.
I saw that video. No,
yeah.
It was, yeah, some guy was like, you know,
yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Everyone knows Donald Trump's a Muslim and Muslims are
Obama's a Muslim.
Obama's a Muslim.
That
would be so, how funny would that be?
If he comes out just, in the Quran on election day.
Yeah, he's just, oh my God.
Biggest swerve ever. Vince Russo wrote that presidential election.
But not only is Obama a Muslim, but, Muslims' primary goal is to destroy America. You know, this religion that was founded thousands of years probably before America was even discovered.
Oh, yeah.
Their primary purpose is...
Are you okay?
No, I hate everyone.
I wasn't going there with it. I was going with, you know who I really like? And you could say I lean left, which I do. Honestly, I do. But I really like John McCain. And I especially like John McCain when he was presented with a similar argument of a woman that called Barack Obama a Muslim.
Because I'm guessing you saw the same video I did.
Yes. Because McCain shuts her down. He takes the mic and says, no, he is a good man. He's a good man. He's a family man. We just disagree on things.
Right.
As opposed to Donald Trump, who's leading in the Republican presidential nominees.
That is so fucked up.
He's leading with responses like the one he gave.
He couldn't even host a good WrestleMania. What makes us think that he can host a good country? Yeah.
So I'm seriously like, I've legitimately been looking into it. Like if Donald Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada. That's gonna happen.
But he won't win, is the thing. Like,
there's plenty of room. It's nice.
As much as I don't like the Electoral College, the Electoral College will not allow Donald Trump to be president.
No. God, I hope not. I'm maintaining that hopeful optimism. And realistically, you're right.
That's adorable.
Plus, how many of these uneducated people that are listening to him are actually gonna go out and vote?
A surprising portion,
but I genuinely think
I'm on her side.
Well, keep in mind, I don't think more people are going to go out and vote for Trump.
How about
than
we just trick
Romney.
Them that voting day is on a different day?
We could do like they did on King of the Hill. We'll just gather them up in vans and just drive them
down
to Mexico.
Van.
Yeah.
Well, I think honestly, like Donald Trump is his his voters are pretty well split between Mike Huckabee and his support and Kim Davis.
Mike Huckabee is a piece of garbage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I've said that before, and I'll say it a billion times. He's a fucking piece of trash.
Yes.
I don't understand how people like that are given a podium to stand on and talk. It's sickening. I hate Mike Huckabee. I always think about that movie, I Heart Huckabees. Hate Huckabee.
So, yeah, I mean, like, legitimately, though, it was a little bit of a joke. But at the same time, a lot of the people that would vote for Trump also have reason to vote for Huckabee. So I think that I'm trying to just make That'll myself split. More optimistic wow. that Trump won't be elected.
Unless they dig up Marion Barry and run him as the Democratic nominee, I'm pretty sure the Democrats have this one in the bag already.
I think this
Unless one... Ben Carson gets it. If Ben Carson gets it, they may have a chance. And then we'll have our first black...
Black American president.
Yes. Yeah.
A good black Christian American president.
One of the good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. My head hurts so much.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Where's your tractor? And your beer.
And your Somebody cousin. Give me my stag. Oh, I'm sorry, Will.
What? You just assume his name is Will. I don't.
No. Will. No, now I'm bringing an extra attention to it. Will Craft, his favorite beer is Stag, and I always make fun of that as being the redneck choice. And I like Will, and he's a good guy. I don't agree with his taste in beer, but. Yeah, and now I feel bad that I've made fun of Will Craft.
No, dude, people love to have their name dropped. It doesn't matter how you reference them. Well, except one guy I know.
Yeah. We'll never talk about him again.
You're talking about Barack Hussein Obama.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want him posting lawsuits.
Yeah, once that election happens and Obama wins, I'm so fucking tired. I can't even think what's happening. You.
Oh, I had someone at work a couple days ago say that Obama's trying to run for a third term.
What?
Yeah, because a couple months ago he was asked about the current political scene and he said, "Well, I bet if I was able to run a third term, I bet I would win." And
he would.
Yeah.
Yes, he absolutely would. But the Fox News crowd took. Just one little bits and piece, like it was a Planned Parenthood video, and highlighted it, and said, "Oh, look, he's trying to change the Constitution so he can run a third time."
What you mean, Fox News did something that wasn't shady?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, Asa, I think you're wrong,
Moran.
Speaking of Fox News, I don't know if you guys saw that. What was the guy's name? I'm trying to find it. Rich Lowry. Not to be confused with Jordan Lowry.
I hope not.
Who
Jay Lau. Shout out.
Has anyone seen them in the same place at the same time?
Has anyone seen Jay Lau?
Yeah, than like Sunday? On Sunday. Yeah. Sunday.
But Richard Lowry was on Fox News, and he said that Carly Fiorina, is that how you pronounce it? Fiorina?
I don't know.
The other one
the
of
lady
the other
who won't win.
Fiorina?
The lady brain.
The lady brain. The lady brain.
Oh, just for you, we said lady brain on the show tonight on the...
Look
the
at
comic
you!
Show.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
But he said that she cut Trump's balls off like with the precision of a surgeon during the last debate, and Donald Trump
didn't.
Is going nuts over this, just like he did with Megyn Kelly when he terrorized her because she dared to question his misogyny on the air.
That is my favorite thing to come out of that race too. Is he made a really sexist statement? Then when he was called out about it, he followed it up with...
By bullying,
and more sexist, even more sexist statements.
And jumped higher in the polls.
God.
What the fuck, America?
It's
what
like
the
someone,
fuck?
I think it was something on Reddit, and it's like, America, this is the real life Pawnee. It's like Bernie Sanders, which I'm not fully behind anyone yet, like I just haven't put enough research into it, but it's like, Bernie Sanders is just here like... I want to help make everyone better and make everyone's lives better. But then Donald Trump is Councilman Jam. And just, for whatever reason, just everyone's like, yeah, go Jam. Like, but no, Leslie Knope's right there. This is real life now.
You know who got onto Trump's ass about it?
Which one?
About
being mad about?
About the Jordan Lowry. God damn it!
You hear that, Jay Loud?
Any
Trump's
name drop's
for
a
you.
Good dream, name drop.
The Rich Lowry comment of fucking Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs.
Lou Dobbs?
When was the last time you heard, you thought you would say the name Lou Dobbs?
I mean, I was hoping I would say it more after he, wasn't he the one that quoted Mewtwo? Or am I thinking of somebody different?
He's talking about during the, no, that was, who was that? The one he quoted the Pokemon,
Yeah, he quoted the Pokemon
he
movie.
The Donna Summer song.
Yeah, that's
it.
Not Lou Dobbs.
Was, okay.
I want to say that was Herman Cain, but I mean,
that was Herman
Cain.
That was Herman Cain.
No, Lou Dobbs is on Fox Business.
Oh, okay.
And he went off on, Donald Trump and said, enough is enough. Stop insulting the people I work with. Stop acting like an idiot. I mean, you don't fuck with Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs is a bona fide G.
And a certified
a certified G and a bona fide stud.
And you can't teach that.
Yeah. He made Donald Trump look, and I'm going to spell it out for you. S-A-W-F-T. Soft. Yeah.
God damn it.
So catchy.
I've been waiting to do something like that forever.
Show's over, everyone. We did it. Mission accomplished. Banner just dropped. Where the fuck did that come from?
Jesse and I tried to do the intro together once.
Yeah, it went really great until I tried to do the reverse intro that I did on the Cody Sandducky Sports Show.
Well, I thought it was someone tried to say historic and then the other person just said downtown.
That was exactly it.
Okay.
Because I used to get so fucking bitchy about people stealing my intro.
And now you just don't care.
Because I literally sat up one night going over words in my head that would sound good because I was just trying to rip off George Norrie.
Because, I mean, what is your normal one? It's
from downtown, from the heart of
Broadway.
From the heart of Broadway and historic downtown Cape Girardeau. Which I thought sounds great, by the way. I thought that's legit. That's
bona fide. I switched it up and said, from the heart of Cape Girardeau and beautiful downtown historic Broadway.
Broadway, yeah. the best one was when I was doing the one with Hunter, and as I'm sitting there waiting for him to do the intro, the normal intro for like Pro Wrestling Unscripted, and he doesn't do it. And he instead starts saying that intro, I go, my ears just perk up and I'm like, what? You son of a bitch. Where you can't do that. You can't steal my fucking intro.
Gimmick infringement.
That's a good one.
Infringement.
Because well, that was an actual show. Thing back in the day. People used to get used to get legitimately pissed off over that if you did like something that.
Because there were some wrestlers that were so similar to each other that.
Especially when it was like WWE versus WCW.
Yes.
Still,
like Road Dogg and Buzzkill.
Did you ever?
And they were brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WWE sued WCW over the Scott Hall thing because they were like, no, he's acting too much like Razor Ramon, even though.
I did actually hear about that was back when I was into wrestling.
Yeah. To his point, they flat out, I remember Eric Bischoff asking Hall and Nash one day, he said, do you work for the WWF? He had to ask him flat out, do you work for the WWF? Just so they could settle that lawsuit. Lawsuits are nasty business. You don't want to mess with those.
Because didn't they do the whole, like, when, Hall and Nash came over from WWF. Didn't they do the whole gimmick like they were taking over?
Yeah, they were the new world order. Outsiders. Yeah. They started as the outsiders because they were sent by WWE to destroy WCW from the inside.
Right.
Well, speaking of WCW and WWE, I know this isn't Pro Wrestling Unscripted, but we didn't talk about it much today because we spent most of the time complaining about Night of Champions and really digging into Eva Marie. Like,
oh, I wish I could. Oh, never mind. I can't say that. My girlfriend might listen. I would do. She's alien hot. I can't help it.
Alien hot.
Alien hot.
Like out of this world hot.
Oh.
She's a shitty human being, but like.
I mean, Shannon can't agree with that because he wouldn't touch a Twi'lek.
Oh, neither would Dalton. He backed me up on that.
Wait a minute.
The fleshy strands on her head? When I sent you that picture?
Oh, yeah. No, I would not.
No.
I miss fleshy strands when I'm at work.
Let's dig into that. Because I got nothing else.
Wait a minute. It was something. No, okay. So the basic.
Would you fuck a Twi'lek?
No.
Whoa. Yeah.
Asa?
I'm not 100% sure what a Twi'lek is.
All right, you've seen Return of the Jedi, right?
Yeah.
You remember the dancers in Jabba's Palace that had the two, what are they called, Leku?
Yeah.
They had the two
things. Oh, okay, yeah.
They look like normal hot women, but they don't have hair. They're actually hotter than hot women because they're supposed to be like body-wise, like the most gorgeous things in the galaxy.
Yeah.
Now, Isla Secura, yes. I don't care what's on her head because I...
Was that the person in the picture I sent you? Or?
No. She's the one from episode.
She's the one he's got the little figure sitting by.
She's from episode two. She was in the expanded universe.
Well, this is when I learned I've been pronouncing that wrong.
What have you been saying?
Twi'lek.
Twi'lek.
It works.
Potato, patata. Trump, Nazis.
Who has ever said patata?
People from Boston.
Assholes. Assholes.
Same thing.
So if you are an asshole that said potato, email us at podzilla1985@hotmail.com.
With your address and where you'll be so that someone can come and talk to you.
Or send you a potato full
So they can send you an aluminum foil hat
just
so we can
soft.
Find, so we know who you are.
So now, moving back to the topic at hand, Asa.
Yes.
Would fuck a Twi'lek?
Yes.
Undecided.
Did you see the picture Dalton showed
you? I did. I saw the picture.
Would you have sex with that?
With that, yes. Because that's a girl in very nice cosplay.
She's a smoker. Like, I'm not gonna do that.
You're not gonna do a smoker?
I'm not saying I'm gonna marry her.
Well, I mean, I don't want to.
Okay, fuck her, but you won't marry her? What kind of person are you?
That kind of person.
Immoral.
And it's the Muppets' fault.
The Muppets taught me wrong.
Interspecies bullshit. All right, so you're all up on your high horse about how you just bang a Twi'lek into next week, but you wouldn't fuck a Ditto?
No.
Look. We can go round and round on this over and over again until you admit.
I think they're two very completely different things.
Why do we keep coming back to the ditto?
Because Shannon just desperately wants to perform bestiality on something that looks like people.
Wouldn't that be what a Twi'lek is? An alien's a beast, right?
But if it has a higher consciousness.
Yeah.
That it can then consent and communicate.
Well, dittos can communicate.
They can't consent. You tell them to do it and they do it because you're their master.
Sounds like a marriage.
It's just like ditto.
See, now that's how marriage is defined.
Yes. Between a man and a ditto.
Oh my god.
God damn it.
I'm done.
I just thought of Ditto perform sucky blowy. It was highly effective.
Super effective.
Also, the question you then have to ask, like, how much of the human anatomy does a ditto know?
Oh, I mean, if it was my ditto?
Like, you take off the clothes that it's wearing and actually just starts shrieking in pain?
Or it's just a Barbie doll?
Yeah, that too. Like, but I'm kind of with Asa there, because if it forms clothing.
No. You would ask it to form just a naked woman. You would then clothe it if you want to.
The more we talk about this, the more I realize just how much time you have spent thinking about it.
Look, all I'm saying is if you had a thing that you could turn into any girl you want, and you're not going to take advantage of that, I'm not saying I'm going to hollow out a Miss Piggy doll and fuck it. Why are you judging me?
Which, that would be better.
How is that better?
Because it's not a living thing.
At that point, it's just masturbation.
It's sick, is what it is.
Now, I'm not arguing that point.
Yeah, but it's better than taking a subservient
being. It's basically,
but what if I love the ditto?
No.
I mean, if they're letting the gays marry, pretty soon it won't matter. They'll let you marry a ditto.
Well, that's totally based on carnal attraction. Clearly.
What if the ditto can consent?
It can't.
What if it says What if it says ditto? What if I said I really want to fuck you and it goes ditto? Is that consent?
Objection, leading question.
I mean, that's probably the best point he's risen.
Oh, I've got a point risen about it.
I'm out.
So you're worried about your future employment if people hear this show. I'm the ditto fucker from this point on.
Shannon's got a PC-85 nickname. Ditto fucker.
I'm going to need you to start a new Xbox Live account, PSN name.
Ditto
the sad
fucker.
Thing is, I guarantee you, ditto fucker is already taken.
Oh, absolutely. Well, no, it can't be in some circles.
Because there's no 69 put in there.
Or 420 or a couple X's.
No scope.
Oh my god. Oh, I don't know how to follow that up.
So what was you were bringing up a wrestling thing and then we went
off into left field.
We went into the diddle world.
Yeah, you said it was something you didn't talk about on Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
So Eva Marie related.
You were talking about Eva Marie.
And that's when we went into Aliens. So,
okay. God damn. Let's take it back.
Don't worry. I went back.
Full circle here. I was going to say, speaking of WCW and that, they've got it's WCW week on the network. And I've been watching, the best of Nitro. And Eric Bischoff had his top 10 moments in wrestling in his, in his career. And it's so difficult to base these shows, or to air these shows and talk about it without mentioning Hulk Hogan. Because Hulk Hogan was the fucking face of the NWO. So the fact that they're trying to do all this without name dropping him is exceptionally hard.
Even I still remember, when, Hulk Hogan came out and was officially like, yeah, I'm part of the NWO. Cause that was a huge
But whose side
moment.
Is he on? Which was the worst call of all time. That's probably one of the worst calls of all time.
Because you immediately go, well, he's turning.
Yeah, it's like, well, why would you
but
even question
it? But it's Bobby
the
Brain that said it, so you kind of give him a pass.
I always thought it was Siobhan.
It was Bobby Heenan.
Oh, yeah. No.
Have you seen Bobby Heenan lately?
Yeah, and it makes me, kinda it's absolutely
like
heartbroken.
He looks like a Muppet.
I was going to say ditto.
Have you ever seen a ditto?
Show him what a ditto looks like.
I think I've seen that on girls' Facebook page before.
Heenan's the one that I won't joke about.
Because it's terrible what's happened to him.
Like, as great as Paul Heyman's run is now, I still think Heenan's the best manager of all time.
Agreed. No doubt about it.
And so the fact that his whole deal is he was never a wrestler. He was a commentator and a mouthpiece for people who could not speak for themselves because they just didn't have the charisma, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he gets mouth cancer and loses his bottom jaw is just the universe just giving him the biggest fuck you. And that legitimately
breaks my
heart.
Same thing with Roger Ebert.
Yeah.
Like when, you know, he spent most of his career talking. Mm-hmm. That was his job, was to talk about things. And then he lost his lower jaw and passed away from it, unfortunately, a couple years ago. I was very sad about that. Mm-hmm. And I'll be very sad when Bobby Heenan passes away. Thanks, Asa.
Yep.
Yeah.
So about the guy who raised the AIDS drug. Because that's where we started.
Holy shit. That was like an hour ago. That guy's a dick.
Yeah, he is.
I hope he gets AIDS. Yeah. I hope he has sex with an infected Mankey.
Someone released his home address, like two of his phone numbers and some other like super personal information about him. So
am I wrong for thinking good?
I mean,
no, not at all.
Yes and no. Like, depending on what comes of it, I think. Like, well, if someone just goes and straight up kills him, like, that's...
Well, see, like, the thing is, how many people is he fucking over by making the drug unaffordable? Like, it's one of those deals, like, it's not just that this guy's a prick. Like, he's a prick because, like, he's not a prick because he's profiting off of something. Like a scalper of amiibos.
Right.
Like, I wish bad things upon them. I don't wish death. And I don't think they deserve to be doxxed necessarily for scalping amiibos. But this dude could potentially be ending lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's made the medication that they were previously using unaffordable.
Yeah.
So
it's ridiculous.
That end, well, I kind of hope he bites it.
I don't support the death penalty.
I do.
So even like,
I'll throw that out there.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
That's fine. Yeah.
Well, I mean, our friendship is clearly now over. Well,
what friendship?
Just don't talk about
Mr. 100. Mr. 100 has no friends.
Other than the five-star man.
That's
true. I was it.
Ah,
I was all you got.
Damn it.
Jesse's back in. No, that's just my personal belief. Like, I don't support the death penalty. I don't really think that taking a life because a life was lost really does anything.
Yeah.
But that's just...
You don't believe in an eye for an eye?
No. The whole world goes blind.
Maybe the world needs to be blind.
We just need a plague. I want Bill Burr to run for president because his active platform would be 80% of you gotta go.
Did you say you want a plague?
Yes.
Did you actually say that?
Yeah, that's what
I said.
Plagues, like, that's bad.
Like, that's kind of why I want Donald Trump to win secretly, because then the nuclear winter will come. And
we had conversations.
You don't like
this
the death
college.
Penalty, but you want to wipe out.
Oh no, death penalty. Yes, on the lower scale, I'm against it. But like genocide, so
Jeez.
Way on board.
I don't.
All right, so Hitler just joined the show.
I'll put lots of cream in yours.
I thought I was Hitler? The one with the German heritage.
Well, he might have it too.
He out Hitler.
Well,
you.
I mean, look how pretty he is. He's obviously what Hitler wanted.
Look at that Hitler hair.
Right. The whole point of this haircut is so it'll go out of style. Really, that's just Hitler didn't have anything against the Jewish people. It was just that little mustache. He wanted that. He's like, no one can ever have this again.
And no one has.
Except Michael Jordan.
And a guy and a guy I went to college with named Bill Dykus. There's a name drop right there. He had the Hitler stash. We made fun of him all the time. He was just like this little chubby guy. He was so quiet. He had like a little he reminded me of like an old 30s comedian, you know, like Fatty Arbuckle or something. I don't know.
Fatty Arbuckle.
I actually don't know who Fatty Arbuckle is, but I think it's a person.
I think that's just a Simpsons character.
And it's really sad that I have two comedians that I can't pull their names out of
Abbott
my head.
Abbott and Costello.
Laurel and Hardy.
Yes. Yes.
I like John Arbuckle.
Garfield's owner.
Yeah, I was actually about to ask that.
Hated those movies, though.
Everyone should. You know why Bill Murray agreed to do that, right?
Money?
Because the director's name was like... Something Cohen.
Oh, I heard about that.
It was something Cohen. So he thought it was a Cohen Brothers movie, and it wasn't until like he showed up the first day and he's like, the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, and you know, that's all good and well. All right, Bill Murray, I'll give it to you. But then you signed on for part two.
I think it might, I mean, it might
have been
in the contract.
He might have had two movies.
Ooh.
Two movies might have been in the contract. I do love the Zombieland reference
they
make too. It's like, do you have any regrets? Like,
Garfield.
Maybe Garfield.
I love how he won't do Ghostbusters 3, but he'll do Garfield. And he'll do Ghostbusters reboot, but he wouldn't do Ghostbusters 3. Son of a bitch. I'm pissed.
I mean, he's Bill Murray.
That.
He does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go
Did you ever
to
hear
Murray
the story of like Bill Murray would walk around and just steal people's French fries?
Mm-hmm.
And
like he would just like look at them as like, no one will ever believe you. Eats the French fry and leaves.
But he does that with, like, there's, I mean, there's so many versions of that, though. Like, he walked into a house party, took a beer out of someone's hand. Like, there's all sorts of crazy.
So the French fry one is actually believable.
Oh, yeah. There was a picture.
When you're rich, you can be that nuts.
On Reddit, someone like.
Like, hey, Jesse in his new car.
No, see, you guys keep thinking that the new car makes me rich. It's actually quite the opposite.
Whenever he starts winning all those money sweet street races.
Or he starts banging all
in my Nissan
in
Rogue.
Like, I saw a commercial for that yesterday.
The Nissan Rogue?
Yeah. Like, me and Bob and Lindsay were watching The Muppets, actually. And we saw a commercial for the Nissan Rogue. And I was like, well, that's what Jesse's got. And Bob went, really? I was like, yeah, it's new.
What?
Newer is always better.
Nope.
Still not getting a high five. He's not hanging.
What? Why was Bob so upset about, like?
I think he was just surprised that you bought a Nissan Rogue.
Oh,
it's the same jealousy I have.
Yeah. I'm just jealous because it's new.
Yeah,
you could have bought a Pinto, and I'd have been jealous.
I don't believe that. Because they don't make those new anymore.
What's your dream car? Asa, go.
I'm not a car person. Like,
just
I'm
say
really...
the Batmobile.
Oh, the Batmobile.
Which Batmobile?
See, that's what I'm thinking of.
I mean,
it's got to be Batman Returns.
Or
my favorite Batmobile.
Or the Arkham Knight version.
No, movie. No. It's got to be a movie.
Oh, got to be a movie? No. Okay.
No, it doesn't. Well, I mean, they made movies about it. I'm going to have to go with the animated series one.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah,
but only
one.
Because I had the action figure, and it had the part where the ejector seat. So, like, the seat itself was just this little mini Batplane.
And you guys are calling me rich. Goddamn.
No, this was like plastic. Like,
he didn't have the actual Batmobile, Jesse.
No, I understand. That was like an $80 toy that my mom wouldn't buy for me.
I don't think
it may not
was,
have been $80.
Jesse.
I just remember being really expensive and my mom wouldn't buy it for me because I wanted it really bad.
Considering Jesse just bought a new car, I don't know if he knows the value of a dollar. We might have to teach him these things.
Bobby, how much do you think these pants cost?
Well, I don't know. They're nice pants.
$100?
But no, like, seriously, I remember that. I know the exact toy you're talking about, and I always wanted it, but my parents wouldn't buy it for us because it was balls expensive. I don't remember exactly
don't
how
remember.
Expensive. Obviously,
what does the term balls expensive come from exactly? Whose balls are we talking
you
about?
Don't know.
Whenever you hear the price and your balls, like, kind of cringe up a little bit, that's balls expensive.
So I don't even
that explanation.
I don't even remember who got it for me. I just remember I think
they're
it was a birthday present.
Releasing it.
It was
really?
From Santa Claus.
They,
maybe.
They re-released a whole bunch of the Batman animated series stuff, and I have the Batman, Robin, and Joker. And
I saw that. And those are like that
$25, $30.
$25 for just like a that's insane.
I have them.
That's like the they re-released a bunch of the old Ninja Turtle stuff too from the 90s. Because I did have that like sewer set or at least part of it, and I was like, I want that. And then I looked at it and it was like $95 at Toys R Us.
That's like when you go look at the Power Ranger stuff now.
Yeah.
They've got all the replica toys and they're like $100.
Yeah, you can get this
the Saba.
That's like $150.
Yeah.
Oh.
No kid is going to get that.
It's awesomely painful.
Oh, no, it's for people.
It's for adults.
It's for people who are literally, it is literally us is who they're marketing to.
It's like, oh, I wanted this as a kid. I can buy it now
because
I have money.
Because I have disposable income. And
the 1 million moms aren't fucking protesting it just because adults want it, unlike the Muppets. They're not promoting the Muppets towards kids.
Are they still doing?
This Batmobile promotes misogyny.
Are they still doing the Power Rangers reboot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it still supposed to be adult-oriented?
I mean, no, it won't be. It'll probably be a little bit more serious. It's not going to be like that fan movie they
PG-13?
Made. PG-13? Yeah. PG. Maybe PG-13.
I thought of an awesome, like, reboot. It was a work meeting one morning, and it was, like, 7 o'clock, and I was really tired, and I just started talking about it, and I, like, talked out a whole script that would have been amazing that revolved around Tommy, like, being broken down.
Because Tommy was the best character in the show. Mm-hmm. They could have done so much
it's
more
the
with him.
One they'll come back on for
I like,
the movie.
I like Zach.
Because Tommy's badass. I like Zach, too.
Just don't even like explain it. Just have Xavier Woods busted up old Black Ranger.
That was a thing. There was whenever they first announced that it was going to be, he tried to get it. He tried to actively be cast as the Black Ranger.
That'd awesome.
That would be
awesome.
That would be awesome.
Well, he has the Black Ranger hoodie he wears on Up, Down, Down
and
all the
T-shirt.
Yeah.
And
I know he used to have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle tights whenever he did house shows, like early before New Day.
Yeah,
he had like green or like black tights with like the bands around it, or it might have been green. I don't remember. But like I know. I've seen a lot of fan mods where it was like the Power Rangers pants. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he needs to be in one of those movies.
I'm trying to remember, was it Rocky that became the Black Ranger after?
No, yeah. Rocky was Red
no,
Ranger.
No, it was Adam.
Oh. Adam, that's right.
Played by Johnny Young Bosch, who went on to voice Bash
Stampede,
and Trigun.
Ichigo.
Yes.
Yeah. Very, very successful. I think he's probably the most successful person to come out of that, other than maybe Amy Jo Johnson. because she was on Felicity. She did a couple movies. I also had the Pink Ranger, the original Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
Biggest crush in the world.
Everyone did.
Oh, we all did.
I'm trying to remember. There was
every little boy had a crush on her, and every little girl had a crush on Tommy. That was just a given.
No wonder they were together in the show. Like, that was like my dream couple.
Make us all
jealous. That's like a really good Parks and Rec joke where, Jerry's daughter that used to date Chris, hooked up with someone. It's like, I was the young hot, female counselor all the boys had a crush on, and he was the young hot counselor that all the girls had the crush on, so we started dating.
I thought Kimberly and Jason were the ones that were in the relationship.
Originally, it was supposed to be that, but then they threw Tommy in.
Yes, I feel so bad for Jason. Because he was supposed to be the star, and then here comes fucking Tommy. Jason David Frank comes in and just
there's a reason blows he didn't sign on off. Again afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Poor Red
White
Ranger.
White Ranger showing up 5 minutes after the fight's almost done, just like, oh hey guys, let me take out these like 10.
Yeah, sorry, I got caught up at McDonald's, and then he just destroys everything.
The White Ranger was the ultimate hot tag.
All right, well, we're going to wrap this up here because we're at an hour. But I do want to ask one question before we do that. One of the things that Olivia said in the message she sent to me that I have to ask you guys about, and Lindsay mostly, because you guys didn't really know me before, but she said, where did your thick accent go? Did I have a thick accent 10 years ago?
On the phone you did.
What did I sound like?
You sounded like a black man.
Do I still sound like a black man?
I don't think so.
Dalton saying a little bit.
A little bit.
Well, see, I'm interested if she also thinks you sounded like a black man, or if she thinks you sounded like, you know, your cousin Kaz or Tanner.
Oh my! Well, she's from Wisconsin.
He's never had that.
I've never
accent.
Sounded country.
He's sounded ghetto, not country.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. Showing my roots now. I grew up
that's
in the
roots. That's racist. Your name is Shannon.
My name's Toby.
Shannon.
Toby. All right, let's wrap this up. Thank you, Jesse, Lindsay, Asa. Dalton, CJ, Ethan, Bowser, Mario, I see, what is it, Jesse?
Ezio and
Altair. Oh, Ezio Adora Tora.
Ezio Adora Tora in the background.
Isn't that Big Cass's tag team partner?
You can't teach that. No. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Have a good night. Have a great weekend. And, what should we end with?
Don't do drugs.
My eyes feel like they're bleeding. I want to go home.
Drugs really aren't that bad. Look at Meth Mario. Play Super Mario Maker, yeah. All right, see you guys later. Have a good one.